the transmission of the summer solstice was huge. So powerful that no words could be recorded then. Now we find ourselves at the crack of dawn, the early hours of the day, the longest day of the year, as solar eclipse begins. Now is new moon, and for a couple of hours the sun will be obscured by the moon. Leaving just a little ring of light for us to see. Not here in Europe, we won't see it. But the symbol is still very powerful. A ring of light. So right now in the early hours of the solstice day, the great portal is open. This is an important alignment and tilting point. Crossing the threshold and entering the summer of 2020. We are entering another dimension of our being. Which will gradually unfold and expand ourselves far beyond what we can even imagine. Feel the power of now. Feel the huge influx of light that is coming our way. As the moon covers the sun, as we transit through the very unpredictable tunnel of the eclipse time. Be aware of the power of this time. Remember the winter solstice, just 6 months ago. There was an eclipse as well on the following day, on Boxing Day. Winter solstice just 6 months ago, and the many steps taken since then. All the steps we took together. All the circles of meditation and other encounters where we had a chance to rip off, to remove, to acknowledge and let go what no longer is, what won't be part of our new self, that glorious, radiant being that wants to manifest and expand and contribute his part, her part. To humanity, to the global change, each one of us in our unique way. So we are crossing the threshold. We are entering the summer. And this is this momentary darkness of the eclipse that allows us to clear a few more of the remaining blocks or attachments. To old patterns, beliefs. Let the extremely powerful influxes, the diversity of the input, the beams of light we've been bombarded by all night, cleanse and clear what doesn't perfectly resonate with you, with all of us. The longest day of the year, and the strangest and most promising year of our entire life. The year in which we claim and own our sovereign being, the majesty of our perfection and beauty. If we have chosen light, we are here to serve light. And if we serve the light, we cannot be less than our perfect self. There is no room for our ego and power games, for our avidity and selfishness. No matter how little is left of that, this is not going to be part of the game. If we have chosen the light, we are here to lift ourselves higher and higher. And hold the frequency of one. That is whole, and let the vibration of love guide us through our lives. In every step we take, every decision we make, every choice, whether we communicate it verbally or non-verbally, whether we just stand in our power and express it, let's take a moment to just feel and acknowledge better and better the uniqueness of our sovereign being, born to be there on the planet. Now, allowing the dilation and expansion going further and further, far beyond what we thought was possible. We are growing, we are expanding. whatever causes a resistance or a block will have to go. So let it go if it occurs. If you've chosen the light, you're here to shine like the glorious sun on the brightest, longest day of the year. We are here to do that together. And support, help, assist the transition and ascension of each one of us, our group, all other groups, humanity, the planet. During this moment of stillness, grant yourself the permission to fully be yourself. To no longer resist the brightness. The radiance the size of your being. The moon momentarily obscuring the sun this morning . It's just a symbol of our transformation . The cleansing, clearing of what remains and no longer serves us. Those little and big attachments to things that restrict, limit, block us. Feel that's the ring of light. Sun will show at the maximum of the eclipse in the parts of the world it's visible. It's also a sign of our alliance and allegiance with the divine self. And the obscuring of the light . The moment of clearing our debt, letting go of our resistance, so we can then fully embrace the majesty of our sovereign being. Nothing else matters really. Nothing else today. We are here to be those glorious beings that grace the world with their presence and uniqueness, and serve the perfection of our being is our service, our dignity, here to be fully empowered by owning our divine self. The attunement of this summer solstice eclipse invites this reconnection and alignment. We are becoming greater and greater and stiller with every moment. Nothing, nothing can change that for us. Nothing can affect us in that endeavor. So if you've chosen the light, you're looking at the light shining through the portal. And you walk towards it. We all do together. This is our joy, our pleasure, and our greatest honor. wish you a very glorious solstice day. And the stillness of your perfection. In the majesty of you being. Thank you for being here.